This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. At least four workers at the West Elk coal mine near Paonia have tested positive for COVID-19. Gunnison County officials say the mine had been following social distancing guidelines, but stricter rules are necessary. Now, mine officials must screen employees for fever, cough, and contact with a sick person. The Arch Coal Company also must provide N95 masks for its mine workers. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is preparing to cut between 10 and 20% of its budget because of coronavirus. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
This summer's Tokyo Games have been delayed a year because of the virus, and some sports governing bodies have already had to lay off people. Now, the Associated Press has obtained a copy of a letter USOPC CEO Sarah Hirschland sent to leaders across the U.S. Olympic world, warning that specific cuts will be determined by the end of May. Hirschland wrote that rather than doing across-the-board reductions, the committee will try to target the cuts to spare what she called mission-critical programs. Hirschland and other Olympic executives have already taken pay cuts. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A United Airlines pilot is suing the hotel at Denver International Airport after he was charged with indecent exposure for standing nude near the window in his room. Captain Andrew Collins already settled with the city of Denver for $300,000 for the criminal case against him. It was dismissed. Collins' attorneys say Westin hotel officials have not acknowledged mishandling the situation. Coming up on the program, states and hospitals aren't just counting on the federal government for personal protective equipment. They're wading into the import business to source their own supplies from China. Then the National Rifle Association's legal troubles is costing it $100 million. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Then in 10 minutes, CPR's Stina Sieg explores what it's like to navigate mental illness and the invisible coronavirus threat at the same time. There is the possibility of thunderstorms tonight for the Denver area. Thunderstorms already in the Colorado Springs area, where it is 59 degrees. It'll be 63 and mostly cloudy. It's 63 currently and mostly cloudy in Denver.